stay with us because we're going to remember now somebody who I think is important in a different realm of culture. As you probably know, Brian and Stephen, one of the consummate stars of modern Hollywood, died this morning. Sidney Pollack, director Sidney Pollack, producer Sidney Pollack, actor Sidney Pollack, all equally powerful, challenging performances, themes, and great, great movies that he was responsible. He began as an actor on stage and television in the 50s. In the 60s, the film They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Established him as a director. And this moment here from the movie Tootsie, I think, is memorable to everyone, where Sidney Pollack is playing an actor opposite Dustin Hoffman, who convinced him to even do the flick.
I can't even send you up for a commercial. You played a tomato for 30 seconds. They want a half a day over schedule because you wouldn't sit down.
Yes, it wasn't logical.
You were a tomato! A tomato doesn't have logic! A tomato can't move!
That's what I said!
Sidney Pollack playing Dustin Hoffman's agent in Tootsie, an amazing, amazing movie. 1982, after he'd been established as a director.
Was it 1982?
Yeah, 20 years he didn't act.
Like it was so long ago.
It was 1985, of course. His big directorial success was Out of Africa. You remember that movie.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's so interesting about him is anybody over 20 years old who likes to go to the movies has had to have seen at least one of Sidney Pollack's movies.
Well, and his face is so iconic. His voice is so iconic. And the style of his movie, here's Meryl Streep and Robert Redford in Out of Africa.
The time you won your town the race, we cheered you through the marketplace. Man and boy stood cheering by as home we brought you, shoulder high. Smart lad, to slip betimes away from fields where glory does not stay.
I think he was nominated something like 28 times for Oscars in his various roles. He won twice.
Well, he made his career in the end as a producer, being one of the most powerful producers and certainly credible producers in Hollywood, responsible for The Quiet American, The Talented Mr. Ripley,
Michael Clayton,
and Sensibility, Searching for Bobby Fischer. And Michael Clayton, which we have actually a clip from, was his last performance, and the Oscar-winning movie, or the Oscar-nominated movie, was
George
the movie
Clooney.
He produced with George Clooney.
We don't straighten the settlement out in the next 24 hours, they're going to withhold $9 million in fees. Then they're going to pull out the video of Arthur doing his flash dance in Milwaukee. They're going to sue us for legal malpractice. Except there won't be anything from the wind, because by then the merger with London will be dead. We'll be selling off the furniture.
Sidney Pollack, thanks for all those moments in the movie theater.
He was ill with cancer and he died at 73.
Survived by his wife and two kids.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.